This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
Good morning, Dr. Kavita.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Thanks. It's good to see you on here. What do you do? How do you do it? What's the name of your business?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Kavita Consagra. Name of my business is Sobomi Health and Wellness. So I'm a health and wellness coach. I've been a primary care physician for over 16 years. So health and wellness is something that I've been doing for a long time, but the coaching itself has been since last 4 years.
Wow, very nice. What inspired you to begin this business?
Oh, wow. So I've been in a different role in my medical career, and just the way seeing, you know, time constraints when you're seeing patients and just not being able to, you know, just have enough time to connect with your patients. So I felt like, you know, I just wanted to not just see them for their chronic condition, but really learn to know as a primary care physician. I feel like my role is just to kind of know beyond what I can offer medically, just know what's going on at home, what may be the root cause before I can treat, you know, each patient, because each patient is individual, right? And they're all different. And I just felt like, you know, I have 15 minutes slot to be prescribing medication, to renew their medication, to find about what's going on. And I just always felt like I never had enough time. And I'm a big proponent of, you know, we need to look at things outside of pharmaceutical alternatives. And if we can really get to know patient or even client as a whole, you know, then I feel like you can make a big difference in the treatment plan. And just, and, you know, I have this conversation with clients all the time. Like, there is no substitute for healthy eating, exercising. And if we can really kind of adapt those kind of things in our routine, we can definitely get a better control on your blood pressure, get a better, you know, control on your blood sugar, and just looking at those healthier alternatives.
That's spectacular. I think everything you said is some of the most important things anybody could ever consider in their entire life, because your quality of health really even determines your ability to love.
Right.
So every single aspect of your performance, everything you do in life is pivotal in that regard. What is, well, maybe you could cite some of the things that you've seen as far as curing people or helping people get well from things that might not have been expected. What kind of stories would you have like that?
Yeah. So questions like that I get from, especially, you know, because this business, especially health and wellness, is just, we all want a quick fix in life. Yeah. And, you know, this is a lifestyle modification. And I said, this is a lifestyle change. This is not something that's going to be, you know, obvious in 6 months, 1 year. But if you adapt, there is never, you know, it's never too late to start this lifestyle. But the things that I have seen in the last 4 years of working with my clients, and I had kind of indirectly incorporated that in my practice when I was, you know, working as a primary care physician also, especially with those who had, you know, had the right mindset, wanted to get started, but felt overwhelmed and didn't feel like, you know, they knew where to start. So I already started incorporating that. And I started seeing improvement in their blood pressure, just a small tweak in their diet. I tell them, be realistic, but I said, just a small changes. We're not going to go and change your lifestyle drastically, but we're going to make a small manageable changes. And I promise you, you will start seeing your blood pressure numbers immediately. And this is just the nutritional changes. We are not even talking about exercises yet, you know. But, and then, you know, as they got this trust, as you build this trust, as you empower them, I feel like they really just take this on them. It's the starting is definitely the biggest hurdle that we have. But once they see the value, once they see the, you know, quality of life, they feel like they're able to do so much more when their health is better, right? When they feel better, like you said, when they feel like they have that self-love, they feel like, you know, they are present in every situation of their life. That is, you know, personally, professionally. So that's one of the things I've seen. I have worked with people who came to me because they wanted to lose weight. And, you know, so what we talked about is what are some healthier ingredients? And let's start with those and let's kind of incorporate that, those in our recipes and really teaching them, you know, that you don't have to be eating salad if I tell you that, you know what, you're in a health and wellness program, but there is things that you enjoy, your traditional recipes that you enjoy, that we can still prepare them in a healthier, you know, with healthier alternatives, and you still can eat that. So the I think the belief is that if I'm going to be adapting any kind of, you know, this lifestyle, I'm going to be eating salads and eating fruits and all of that. And that is not true. Because my goal is that if you are traveling, if you are, you know, visiting your grandkids or doing whatever else, you should not have to let this lifestyle get in the way, because this is adaptable in any situation, you know, anywhere you are. So we have to make sure this is realistic as well.
That sounds way more efficient than most people would realize.
and seeing, I have seen people come off of 3 or 4, because my plan is, you know, I work with them. I have different coaching packages, but the ones that I work with, usually I work with them for minimum 12 weeks. That gives me enough time to assess their blood pressure, to monitor their blood glucose, because as a physician, I can tell. And I usually, you know, go and collaborate with their primary care physician or with their cardiologist, just to make sure that they see the value and that the collaboration really helps patient too. That, you know what we are doing, the lifestyle modification we are making, I want to make sure as a physician to physician, they see the value of the, you know, steps you are taking. So a lot of time when I see the blood pressure trending or blood sugars coming down, cholesterol levels coming down, I really have that collaboration call with the client, the physician there, so they can see, you know, and modify the medication. So I have seen as many as 4 medications that patients have come off of. And, but, you know, the main thing is when they start losing weight, when they start adapting a basic, you know, exercise plan, they feel so empowered and they really want to be off of some of the things that they can't, you know. So just seeing that, I feel like as a physician, but as a just a, you know, it makes me so fulfilled that, you know, I'm glad that you are giving yourself some chance to allow this kind of, you know, lifestyle to be incorporated along with the pharmacological stuff.
That's excellent. What exercises do you recommend?
So usually, depending on the fitness level, when I do assess, you know, somebody who inquires about the business, I have that intake call with them just to see where their starting fitness level is, if there is any injury involved, for me to better gauge their, you know, starting point. So a lot of times, you know, if they already are in a moderate exercise routine that they are doing, I may go and incorporate strength training. But somebody who is beginner, usually I start with walking. And I start with walking 15 minutes 4 times a week. And then we kind of incrementally, once they get conditioned, I kind of slowly increase, you know, 10-minute increment to get them to at least 3 to 4 days of exercise for 30 minutes. And depending on the age, I will start incorporating strength training, because I work with a lot of clients who are 50 plus, and I want to make sure that as we get older, you know, balance, all of that is important. So I really, you know, value the what strength training offers, you know, just a cross training of all the muscles. So I usually incorporate that. We do a little bit of cardio, low intensity cardio, if knee is not an issue. So we really assess what the baseline healthcare, you know, issues are, what physical limitations might be, and then kind of create a plan that is more personalized to them.
Very nice. Have you worked with many people with cancer?
I do, not many. I have had 2 that I have worked with that were undergoing chemotherapy, and they were just having issues with, you know, indigestion, issues with GI issues. So I really, you know, was helping them with planning the nutritional, you know, part of it, just to see what are the things they can incorporate, like prebiotic, probiotic stuff, and just getting them to be in a basic, you know, exercise plan. So a lot of time I get them to start with a walking routine, because a lot of time it's the emotional aspect that is involved as well. So I really want to make sure that from my practice, we do a lot of mindset stuff just to get them in the right frame of mind, just to give them that opportunity that, you know, I know you're going through a lot, but let's partner here. Let's kind of get you, because exercises just really increases your, you know, happy hormones too, right? So that when you are really going through like sleep issue, like insomnia, or you're going through depression or anxiety, I just feel that that helps a lot. There's a medical aspect of it, but there's also things you can do, such as, you know, incorporating basic exercise, which can help as well. So I have worked with two clients in the past.
Very nice. Well, I know with women, hormone imbalances is prolific, and there's a lot of endocrine disruptors in our environment and this and that. How do you work with that? That seems to be the best thing ever.
Yeah, and there is. So what I need to do is, like, usually get a basic blood work and stuff. So especially I work with a lot of clients who have thyroid issues, going through, you know, weight gain, because, you know, depending on if it's a low functioning thyroid or over functioning thyroid, you know, they struggle with cholesterol issues. They struggle with anxiety issues because of hormones. And we don't take that into consideration, that if you have a low functioning hormone, a lot of time, because you're gaining weight, your cholesterol is not where it needs to be. Your heart gets affected, right? Heart rate and all that gets affected. It takes a toll on their, you know, mental aspect as well. So really assessing and kind of working with certain nutrients that they need, and, you know, balancing that protein, because a lot of time I see clients that come in with this myth of, you know, I can't lose weight and I feel like, you know, I'll be eating salads and this and that. But I show them that, you know, if you really have a good protein intake, good carb intake, good healthy fat intake, you can definitely get some of these symptoms, you know, better control of those symptoms. So pairing right nutrition has a big impact, you know, in our hormonal balance as well. And my experience has been, I work with a lot of women, especially with hypothyroidism, because they are coming to me for weight loss, but also, you know, coming because they're work, you know, dealing with this fluctuating thyroid levels. Mm-hmm. So
that makes perfect sense. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share in particular, high points or questions people should be asking themselves? Sometimes it just starts with the right questions.
Right. That, you know, healthy eating plays a big role in your medical lead. And I know it can be overwhelming to start a routine, but it's about getting started. Once you start, it's an addiction. I said, just like any other coffee or anything, this is an addiction. Once you have a good handle on it and, you know, you incorporate that, it goes well beyond your health management. I mean, chronic conditions, I have seen this time and time again, that if we modify and make sustainable changes, right, it has to be something that is not too overwhelming as you are incorporating this kind of routine in your life, that is doable, you know, and there is no fix. I mean, there is no quick fix. We have, you know, weight loss medications and stuff like that right now, where people really seek that as the quick solution. But still, lowering your root cause of the problem, regardless of the medications you are taking, there is no medication for root cause problem, right? I mean, so still comes down to eating healthy, balanced meals. You know, you can take all this medication that's going to lose 50 pounds in 6 months. But I tell my clients that, look, it is now this GLP-1 inhibitors and stuff. I'm like, you are losing muscle weight. So you still have to incorporate your strength training. So you can go and do this quick fix, but you come to realize 6 months, 8 months, 9 months down the road that I wish I would have functioned, you know, I would have handled my nutrition better. I wish I was incorporating the right kinds of exercises. So that's how I am able to kind of come in and say, you know what, you can continue medication, but let's kind of get to the root cause of this problem. So that way you see a bigger and more efficient changes in your health.
That's amazing. I have to say, you're in the minority as far as I've discovered doctors to be, where you know both ends, you know, the alternative, it seems, and also the traditional medical approaches.
Right.
I could throw this in there. I was diagnosed with leukemia 18 years ago and cured it myself with alternative means. And it took me forever to find a doctor like you to give me advice from every direction. So really, that's life-saving. That can be.
And I am passionate about just partnering. Like we, you know, I had said that is just sometimes you come in the office and that 15, 20 minute, you know, time, especially when I've seen that I'm dealing with, you know, depressed or an, you know, anxious patient, it's just connecting with them, giving them your time, giving them and understanding them what is going on, what is the root cause of their stressor, you know, what is. It could be something like they are, you know, a caregiver for their, you know, significant other or family members. And just knowing those kind of things, we are not inclined to go and add an extra medication or doing that. But you really get to partner. And I feel that that is just a valuable thing because, you know, people these days, even I hate to say in the medical practices, we just don't have time and we just, it's like a next patient, you know, your schedule is full. And I feel like we don't have enough time to form those connections. And I feel like more than ever with this COVID in the last 4 or 5 years, we really need to, you know, go out of our way and build this connection. So that way you get to know the patient as a whole. And I feel like as a primary care, that is our job. You know, we need to make sure we have time to spend. And I really always make sure that, you know, I get that at least 5, 10, 15 minutes. And that was my biggest driver for this coaching. I said, I am taking a step back financially, is taking a step back from, you know, just seeing patients, which I really enjoy, but it just, I never felt like that was fulfilling to me 100%, you know? So I'm at that point and stage in my life, in my career, where I felt like, you know, now I have this opportunity and support because that's a big thing. I have my spousal support for me to be able to do this, you know, to sit down and say, you know what, let's go. And so when I work with my clients, even if they are done working with me, you know, in that 4 month, 3 month phase, I still have the relationship. They still text me and say, okay, you know what? I'm doing this new recipe. Tell me, you know, or they will share this with me. And I love that. I feel like it always keeps me excited about my day. And there is no price tag to that.
Yeah, for sure. You become partners, really. Well, Dr. Kavita, you are a very special person and a very special doctor. And I appreciate that you came onto the show today, for sure. What's your phone number or what numbers do people call? Where are you located? How do people contact you?
Yeah, so currently I'm doing this remotely, but I do have a social media page. I have a Facebook page that is the SoboMi Life, S-O-B-O-M-I Life. And I have Instagram, which is at SoboMi.life. I'm also on TikTok as Coach Kavita MD. And they can check out my website and all my information is on there.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, Scott,
to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.